It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Tuesday, July 21st, 2026 edition. Again, if you would like the phone number and address to Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, Stacy's deep tissue robotic laser light treatments, just text me my cell phone number for text messages during the show and even after the show. If you're hearing this on a repeat of the broadcast live today, right now, later this afternoon, maybe 12:30, 3:30, 6:30, 9:30 this evening, or you're listening on the podcast, just text me anytime, 231-360-5140. What I've done is set up a folder in my phone to auto-reply. So if you text me L-A-S-E-R, laser, my phone will automatically send you a reply of the screenshot with their phone number, 231-627-4300, and their street address, 323 North Main Street in Sheboygan, Michigan. They're there Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday. Stacy's there for appointments only on Thursday and Fridays, but you have to schedule that with her in advance. So again, text me laser, and my phone will send you the screenshot. Democrat U.S. Senate primary. Now, one thing I want to make sure everybody understands, in the August 4th primary, you're going to see on the ballot at the very top arrows pointing down the Democrat column and the Republican column. Once you mark one party candidate, let's say it's governor or U.S. Senate, you are obligated to only vote in that column. You can't cross over, mix and match your vote. Voting for this Republican for governor, this candidate for U.S. Senate, this one for state rep, this one for state senator. You can't do that. This is a party primary election. And I don't know why they don't say that more often, so that people can understand this is party politics. What's happening on August 4th is the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are voting to get their candidate to be on the November ballot against the other party. Well, on the Democrat side for U.S. Senate, as of yesterday, this race in Michigan has become the second most expensive Democratic senatorial race in United States history. And now, as of today, is only $6 million away from being number one with 2 weeks to go before the August 4th primary. Yes, folks, this race is over 2 weeks from today. August 4th is election day. Well, right now, the Democrats, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens and Abdul El Sayed, the only remaining two, have already spent, along with Mallory McMorrow, who dropped out of the race just a couple of weeks ago, $68.46 million in paid media spending up to this point. Only the California primary from 2024, which is basically just $6 million away, $74.5 million, as being the most expensive in United States history. Now, the interesting part of California is that it was very unique because in the Golden State, they have what's called a blanket primary. Republicans and Democrats compete against each other for the top two places to be on the ballot. Back then in 24, two Republicans and five Democrats were competing for the two spots to be on the ballot. In this race here in Michigan, Abdul El Sayed, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, and even State Senator Mallory McMorrow will be the names on the Democratic Party column for U.S. Senate. However, Mallory McMorrow has dropped out. She's withdrawn from the race. Well, here's the problem. Some people may have voted already for candidates who have dropped out. This past week, we saw Mike Cox drop out. Now it's down to John James and Perry Johnson, the only two remaining candidates, last man standing in the Republican gubernatorial campaign. Well, if you've already voted absentee, maybe you voted for Mike Cox, or maybe you voted on the Democrat side for Mallory McMorrow, you have 3 days to basically go to your local township, city, village clerk and ask for your ballot to be spoiled. They have not been fed into the tabulators yet. Absentee ballots getting dropped off or mailed in do not get processed until election day. So again, if you were supporting Mike Cox and have already voted for him, you have until 5 p.m. this Friday, July 24th, to go to your clerk and say, I'd like to spoil my ballot. They will find your ballot and destroy it and hand you another ballot. Now, some people are of the belief that Mike Rogers, the only U.S. Senate candidate on the Republican primary column, running unopposed at this point, could beat Haley Stevens in November. Many believe that Rogers cannot beat Abdul El Sayed if he should become the Democrats' candidate. So some people are saying, well, you know what? I think I'm going to cross over and vote for Haley Stevens on August 4th. That way, making sure Abdul El Sayed is not their candidate, and therefore Mike Rogers could beat him in November. Well, there's only one problem. Remember what I said at the beginning of this segment. If you vote for Haley Stevens, you can't vote for a Republican gubernatorial candidate, either Perry Johnson or John James. You'd have to vote for Benson or Chris Swanson to be the Democrat candidate. If you don't want your vote to count in the Republican gubernatorial race, then you could do it. And if you're going to vote on the Democratic side as a political strategy for your vote, vote for Haley Stevens for U.S. Senate, vote for Chris Swanson to be governor. If you're going to waste your vote, you may as well get Chris Swanson some numbers to reduce the amount of victory Jocelyn Benson's going to win over him. It's a foregone conclusion, folks. Benson is their candidate. It's that simple. Now, getting back to this Senate race, second most expensive U.S. Senate race in United States history so far. The reason it's reached the stratospheric levels of spending is due to $52 million in outside spending that's come in favor of Haley Stevens. American Israel Public Affairs Committee PAC, known as AIPAC, is a pro-Israel lobbying group and is connected to at least $27 million It's being spent by the United Democracy Project. Other political action committees with names such as A Stronger Michigan, Fight for Michigan, Center Forward, United to Win, and Center for Democratic Priorities has also spent at least another $11 million on Stevens' behalf. Her own campaign has only spent $1.18 million on TV ads this entire primary season. So why are we seeing her so much on TV? Because of these political PACs. Very interesting. El Sayed, in a PAC spending on his behalf, has spent $4.5 million on paid media. To this point, that represents basically just 10% of what the money is being spent on Haley Stevens. And McMorrow, who dropped out of the race a couple weeks ago because she couldn't keep up with this astronomical spending, combined with another PAC that was supporting her, they spent $9 million. And she dropped out. This is for a U.S. Senate seat, folks. One of 100 U.S. senators in Washington, D.C. Yes, I get it. But you spend $9 million and drop out? $68.46 million so far. This is just unbelievable. Well, what is Haley Stevens' messages? What are the ads actually saying? Well, if Democrats nominate Haley Stevens, she has been fighting President Donald Trump every step of the way, standing up to ICE, and actually being a very effective member in Congress. The main reason El Sayed is openly campaigning is to end U.S. government support for Israel. Israel remains at war with Hamas in Gaza and continues military operations against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Well, El Sayed is a Muslim, much like his friend, United States Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. El Sayed is basically looking to be the first Muslim U.S. senator in our history. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry and can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, just wrapping up this record-breaking, unbelievable amount of money being spent on the Democrat side for U.S. Senate. Well, the lines are being drawn right diabolically opposite of each other. El Sayed, while presumably only one of 100 senators, is seen to be the proverbial camel's nose under the tent. Just like United States Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Detroit, El Sayed is the type of charismatic advocate who could gin up more public discontent against Israel going forward. El Sayed, a Muslim, totally against providing any foreign aid or military aid to Israel in any way, shape, or form. Haley Stevens, meanwhile, more of an establishment Democrat, is a very loud, vocal supporter of Israel. But that point isn't emphasized in her paid ads because it's becoming increasingly unpopular position among Democrats. According to a recent AP-NORC poll, was conducted June the 11th through June 17th, found 58% of Democrats believe the United States is too supportive of Israel and Israel's conflict with the Palestinians. Rashida Tlaib, folks, is a Palestinian Muslim who has been going across campuses in the state of Michigan, riling up the young people. Pro-Palestinian protest rallies against Israel. The problem is the Democrat Party has been supportive of Israel for decades. The Jews in the United States supports the United States helping Israel. Well, if you're looking for Stevens' backing of Israel and its fight against Muslim militants, you're going to see an avalanche of TV spending for the next 2 weeks. But it won't specifically be called out. Main question hanging out there is who could win in November against Republican Mike Rogers, a pro-Israel candidate or an anti-Israel candidate. Statewide, getting down to the brass tacks of who actually gets out and vote on November 3rd's general election is going to be the main topic the Democrats have to deal with in 2 weeks on the August 4th primary. If they truly want to beat Rogers, they can't vote for El Sayed in the August 4th primary, because the majority of statewide Democrat voters, including the Jewish population, support Israel. And therefore, it would be Haley Stevens, the candidate they should be voting for on August 4th, to go up against Mike Rogers in November. There's only one problem. Most people believe that Rogers can beat Stevens head-to-head. Haley Stevens, a congresswoman, well, Mike Rogers was a congressman years ago, knows everything about Washington, and can debate her head-to-head, no problem. However, El Sayed has the energy, has the momentum, has the young people all riled up to go along with the polling data that just came out. 58% of Democrats believe the United States is too supportive of Israel in their conflict against the Palestinians. If he ends up winning on August 4th, he might beat Mike Rogers in November. Abdul El Sayed, the first Muslim to be elected to the United States Senate, and he'd be from Michigan. Now, many people say that makes sense, since Dearborn and Hamtramck represents the largest Muslim communities in basically the United States. They're housed right here in our state, Dearborn and Hamtramck, and actually making huge gains in places like Pontiac and Flint, Oakland County, and Genesee County. And one of the things they've said, they put it out there in the Muslim Brotherhood's manifesto, they want to infiltrate politics in America, not only at the local level like they've done in Dearborn and Hamtramck, but at the statewide as well as Washington, D.C. Some people actually believe that there will be a Muslim candidate running for president in 2028. Very interesting race. Second highest record-breaking spending so far, with 2 weeks to go. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord in the next half hour. Short break, top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds.